Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is January 15th, 2017. 3-hour live program, and Parker Pathways has been on RBN for 10 years, and all of our programs are interconnected by subject matter by each hour that's been going on for the past 10 years. And this is a live program, as I said. It's might be a little awkward from bedside, but I'm glad to be with my listeners. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to be a veteran. I'm glad to be an American citizen. I'm glad to be with you. And, of course, to my producer, I thank you for all your help very much. The call-in number for this program is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. You might have a hard time sending me messages. I received them because over the past holiday time, and plus what's on the big stage, on the national stage, my box is full as it stands. And so I'll get to all of the people eventually, which I always do. And we're about medicine, law, and water, the biochemistry of water, the advancements of the Brain Project, of which I'm a consultant, the basis of the four major projects for the space program that relates to water and the formation of the human body through new genetics. All of those are part of the mix. And we're not politically correct. And how far you want to live with that is, of course, your choice. But I'm happy to be here. And I'm, of course, the audience and its welcome from a basic psychological point of view is very heartening to me. I'm not going to hide it. I should be quite joyous. It's inauguration coming up this week, and for a new president, and I'm joyous for that because I fought for that. Call it anything you want. And we started out in terms of the national scale. Our accomplishments since that time are my presentations to the United Nations on the water the control of who controls the air and water, and the concept between the five nations that control the earth. We've made seven major legal changes in constitutions of four states in this country. We've affected the interplay of France and Germany with Spain concerning brain cancer and how the water and its chemicals are affecting the human being. We've also made the list of 150 carcinogenic agents from fracking and the developmental system of various blood dyscrasias and body determinations within the human population on this earth. We've also presented the five major developments of what's called cosmic time, which has been interrelated to the formation of mythologies for how planets are formed, how water formed, its suspicions. And we've also had an enormous amount to do with changing the commodity exchange for the water index, which is now going to be one of the features and has been for many, many months in terms of investment, and how all this relates to the death penalty in the Obamacare, which is being ignored when Obama and his social progressive communist group of the Democratic Party and parts and the Republicans didn't vote on it because they weren't allowed to. The death penalty has to be repealed on February 1st, 2017, and by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate. So it's shocking how the Democrats saying, well, the Republicans, they worked it through, you know. And then you've got people from the black community and coming forth on the Martin Luther King for tomorrow, for the holiday, to say how irrefutable and illegitimate the president-elect is, when the Black Caucus has the legal right to talk in terms of things, of constitutional law that they think but is actually a misnomer. That's what I'm also disappointed about, even though I'm very happy that we're still the United States of America, even though that's still not on the new maps. And this brings me to Camp Lejeune. If you remember Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network 7 years ago, presented on the national stage the contamination of the water on Camp Lejeune, and which had trihalomethanes and disinfectant byproducts and chloramine. And for the first time in history of this country, Congress set a bill to pay for the benefits for processes of contaminated water in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The 12th of this month, Congress has appropriated close to $2 billion in benefits to finally be paid to the people that were contaminated. The abortion rate for the wives and girlfriends of the people that lived on that base, of course, was very high. And the outgoing secretary, the Veterans Administration, Bob McDonnell, has determined that there is sufficient and scientific medical evidence established by us, Parker Pathways, that there's a strong association for 8 medical conditions, which had already been presented by Parker Pathways in a period of 4 years. We went to the World Health Organization, the United Nations. We filed 5 major briefs, and then some colonels took that case and brought it into the courtroom with extraordinary skill. And so beginning in March of this year, the disability benefits can supplement the veteran health care that's already being provided for the eligible veterans, which include the generation of their children. The period of cumulative days within on the world court on the days for August 1st, 1953 to December 31st, 1987 as a source point. Of course, we came on RBN with the water and the exposés of technologies which were bogus, such filters, which are still being used today, which are not functional within the real world. We cover a lot of these innovations on Parker Pathways. May not be funny or fine for the people who sponsor these people. That's not my aim. The aim is to give you the fact of where you are, and you think you're exempt because you have the faucet and you're eating the water, but you're drinking only 3 degrees away from anybody else. And that's science, sweetheart. So the new accentuated list will now cover coverage for those on active duty, on the reserve, and the National Guard who developed one of the 8 diseases, which are, and this affects you if you're not in the military as well. I analyzed all of these medical peer-reviewed all of the medical cases. Comes to over 2,000 experiments by the government on people. And one is adult leukemia, one is aplastic anemia, bladder cancer, which is gender-related for males more than females, kidney cancer, liver cancer, multiple myeloma, and the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Parkinson's disease. There are additions that have been made in the past week, which we were very instrumental in putting forth, that any veteran to qualify for government disability is based on harm that was sustained while as a garrison, as opposed to a battlefield. And the battlefield has now been brought in, and Secretary McDonald has agreed to award disability benefits for another category of veterans that were on the ground. And this is exposure to the moisture on the planes, on the fuselage of planes that were used in the Vietnam War. And these are developed in the concept of exposure to Agent Orange. You remember, Agent Orange has a basic concept of chemistry wetness, which is similar to the contrail, and that, of course, is now being included. most of the water wells have been closed at Camp Lejeune, and of course, there are limits of contamination that can be unintentional, occurring, you know, when you have a federal law that didn't limit toxins in the drinking water, you see. So what you have here is we've been instrumental from our modest station here on RBN that the affected veterans who are stationed at Camp Lejeune may now submit the applications and benefits immediately as we speak. I have been given the honor to present that on my own program today. Department of Defense, and Uncle Sam have given me full recognition for what we did, but I was just a person who put it all together. You've got to keep in mind that the purpose of adding chloramine to the drinking water in 1998 was to be with Dr. John Holden's idea of adding sterols to drinking water to decrease the population. It wasn't really for cryptosporidium or Giardiolambia, which actually does have some effect that helps humans. So there are 1,400 disability claims related to Camp Lejeune that are already pending, and they will be reviewed immediately. Immediately meaning beginning tomorrow morning, even though it's a holiday in the government. That being said, the number of people that are totally involved in this harm are a total of 16,000 babies. 800 have died from the contaminated water over a period of years. And now I know what it's like where the public doesn't know our name, doesn't know the station's name. They just think Brockovich has, you know, something to do with it. Brockovich worked for my attorney years ago. The perchlorate from the PG&E system was something, it was a very admirable thing undone independently by her. A movie was made, and there are other processes that. But now I know what it's like to be in a society of which no one knows your name. You know, we've been on the air here for, 10 years? Nobody knows the station. Nobody knows. It's probably when I was vetted by the Trump group, of course, I'm not going to say what was the situation, you know, what was discussed. But as soon as I am able, I will be part of what is called one of the greatest scandals in the history of the United States on the water crisis. The EPA confirmation system goes into effect this coming week, and as it goes, a new formation of this. I won't be a water czar, but I will be, and I'll just put it this way, I have accepted three positions, which I will work from a distance. One, of course, to combine with my 5 degrees, the years of medicine, and research in cancer. I'll be promoted within the Brain Project by 2 levels to be out front. I've never had my picture taken in years because Uncle Sam never wanted to know what anyone knew that I looked like. That is one of the contentions of this. And, of course, Uncle Sam wants me to disavow any formations of the fact of my any patents, which have been, and I refuse to do that. So it's just a contention. I have no intention of giving to the people and rabble, uneducated communists that work the streets, who talk about the fact that they want freedom, or they want the process. You're in freedom, Choco and Snowflakes. People like us, there are only 9 of us left on this earth. We need to expand that. So, there's a lot more to that, and that's all I'm going to tell you on what my role is going to be in the future of this country of water. We're going to see at the other end of the break. Call numbers 800-313-9443, and I welcome you to our program.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is, these are just little comments which you need to have time to bring in the things that have bothered me while I was there. You know, I was asked, how did I consider of invention? The process of a stem cell, which is a progenitor cell, in other words, an originator cell within the body that divides to make various cells within the body. And, of course, I didn't want to say the complete innovation and turns out a specifically direct a stem cell for one organ to be grown, specifically directed or changed. And I was, it took five teams around the world doing stem cell research in this country. It's not completely legal. Of course, Congress is going to write my suggested bill for with three other bills that have already been written to go on the floor of the Senate within the next few, 2 weeks to make it legal to do stem cell research on the level that I'm on. And the of course, the teams are very sophisticated. But I'm not going to give the circumstances that that I was in while I was answering this question. But I said, I made the metaphysical statement the stem cell just wanted to be asked. You see, in the science of the process of the world and in terms of other creation, there are certain secrets that almost gets hidden, buried to the public, and realities which some people may not want to face. And you can look at plants that are able to use roots to make codes within the bacterium of the soil to communicate to another plant, but not only just to communicate, but to be able to determine how they can reproduce themselves, which was always the question of how we went from weeds to forest. But the whole thing comes down to that the body itself has a spiritual energy that's recordable. And all you have to do is to ask. I remember in my heyday as a sailor, and I'm not saying this to brag, that's not the point. I'm just, it's 2017, and I've decided, every show has been built on the other, biology next to law, and then to the medicine and the creation of the other aspect. I have listeners who have called over the years and said, well, you're all over the place. I said, no, I'm not. The academy and the development of Greece was the idea that all subjects were one. And procreation with the female was the basis of the development of the creation of philosophy. And I was quite a rogue in my day. And they always used to ask, he says, how do you go to port and everything? You find these women, they just come to you. And I says, there's no secret to anything in the formation except one thing. All you have to do into determination of the creation and the formation of discussing male, female, which is a basis of stem cell research in the first place, is that you just ask. And people have looked at me over the years, the Nobel Prize at that bedside, not any more than hours ago. How did you do that invention? And I said, well, I just asked the stem cell. You see, even the formation of the energy systems of the world are important for creation. And we're going to talk about this and how it's being butchered in the new healthcare bill. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and thank you for being here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hello, everyone. Excuse me. I'm gonna pull out of my toolbox for 2017. I'm just gonna explain something a little more concerning consciousness. And then we're going to talk about something else that'll be basically offensive to most females. Excuse me. Excuse me. You know, there's an experiment where NASA has, it's a giant satellite tube. And it's made, you know, to assimilate the lower temperatures of the cosmic forces. And during my big research days, under another name at Stanford Research Institute, when it was there, it was thought that at the time where everything had consciousness, which is why open. The point where people ask, well, how did you invent that? You say, well, I didn't invent it, it was already there. All you had to do is ask. But you see, to ask, you have to invent what wavelength it is. You have to know what type of brain energy is involved. because the stem cells have that kind of energy. And so came down to freezing tube where your body's placed below the temperature of what was suspected of Mars and Mercury planets. And the idea is to, in the experiment, was to change in my body the process of the development of the what's called the messenger RNA, ribonucleic acid, which is only transmitted by females, human females, to their sons. And then you have DNA transfers, of course, but these transfers have to develop on the fact that they can maintain two things. One, not to mutate, and one, they do mutate. And so what's the signal? So going into this experiment, you could lose your life. At that time, the process of developing gyrations at certain speeds would be based upon the fact that Einstein had not really formulated out, or no one had deciphered completely, his dark matter theory on the concept of the separation of neutrons in the formation of humans from planetary material. Which, by the way, he got the idea from watching chickens. That's another story. So what we have is that I had requested a recording of that we listened to by Jim Heath. For those of you that are out there in the world, like the Charlie Daniels of the world, and thank you, Charlie. Thank you very much for awarding me, you know, one of your fiddles. I won't be able to play that for a while because I will never be able to be as good as you. You know that. And that will be another story. I've interviewed Charlie Daniels 3 times on this little modest program. And that was about overtaking to the process of evil through the Four Horsemen. Supposed to have been a movie about it. People got jealous as to who was in the movie. See, I'm not going to hide this stuff this year, 2017, because I think it's an absolute social and moral crime to be on the radio talking to some very enlightened listeners, and the truth is never told on the backstory. And the loss of knowledge and the loss of entrepreneurship is huge because of jealousies and BS. Well, I get back to the point of the story of Jim Heath. Now, Jim Heath's a different type of guitarist. He's responsible for such songs, you know, like Big Bucket of Love and Let Me Teach You How to Eat. Boom, 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 boom. You know. But the idea was, I listened to Jim Heath, went past zero on freezing, did some spins, stem cells were taken out, and developed the formation of different lights. This was done by the Australian group on stem cells. Which light for the vibration of that song, of the songs by Jim Heath, and would be recorded within the cell. The Big Bucket of Love, of course, I really wanted to make sure that it was there. There's a real beat to that. And when I get back on my feet out into culture, I'm going to play my ass off with a guitar. I'm going to do my clarinet. I'm going to do the vibrations of the stem cells for healing with my saxophone. I'm going to go back to playing the piano. I never was trained, and I'm not that good at it. I'm going for the vibrations, you see. And we're going to tie a lot of that in today. You're going to hear some things you may not like. But you see, that's your choice. Because it's time, in my opinion, all this facade in terms of the cancer patients being screwed over in this world for immunotherapies that should be that work and they don't get the treatment. And that's going on the floor of the Senate and the House as we speak, by the way, and even though it's Sunday. Yep, stem cells got Jim Heath, Jim Horton, the Toronto's. That let me know how you do. I'll teach you how to read. Yes, indeed, folks. It all records, you see. The great cosmic consciousness records. And there's another world out there in terms of the processes of the healing. And so, you ask yourself, well, which way do you go, you know, in terms of these? And I'm talking out of school right now, but it's legal. I'm not going to go beyond the bounds here. Never to talk about when you're talking to the president, you know, electing the people of the thing. Of course, he wants to build me a house, you know, and keep me on the side. He says, you can stay in any one of these places. I got four major ranches. You're looking for a ranch, you would set you out as the smartest bastard I ever met. I said, that's okay. I appreciate that. I made a comment about Ivana and his wife as well in terms of things. I says, you know, those women are goddesses. You know why? In terms, because they're taking care of their children. Those women are beautiful enough to have been called goddesses throughout their whole life. I stare, you know. They knew. And I explained, this is a coincidence. Never intended to bring this subject up today, but I was completely riled up by another incident of someone close to me talking about goddesses. I've been on this road before. And I was suggesting, I was talking about, I said, well, you know what a goddess is. It says, you determine you got the mother's egg. And the fact is that any formation of, there are going to be more three-parent babies that are planned for 2017. And sometimes you, the first baby will be used, you know, as a formation of a termination of transfer, of avoiding genetic disease. Because the mother passes it to the son. And the whole process is, but it doesn't happen through the sperm. So the way this is done, as there's already one boy, baby boy, that's perfectly healthy as a result of a three-parent baby. What you have is you have a mitochondrial replacement. In other words, you're intending to avoid that harmful mutation in the mother's mitochondria. And so what you do is you remove the nucleus from the mother's egg. And you're leaving most of that egg's mitochondria. and then you insert it in a donor egg, which has its own nucleus removed. Then the egg is fertilized with sperm. Now, for all of you women out there who are aspiring on the feminist level, and, of course, if you're a female with Ed Yahoo and you get a $55 million parachute after you've had Yahoo hacked several years ago, 13 is up to almost now 20 million people, how's that work, sweetheart? How do you get a parachute? and be wanting to be called a goddess because you bought a cemetery. I'm just saying. That's reality, babies. So the thing comes down to the fact the embryo gets the chromosomes from the mother and the father, okay? But the DNA in the mitochondria comes from the donor. So in other words, the donor is protecting out with the missing nucleus within the egg. So now the idea that the child is born where about 55% of each cell's mitochondria don't have to carry that harmful mutation for the children to develop various syndromes that can be lethal. Now, the way society is set, in terms of the formation of human beings, you have to go back several thousand years. And the way the formation of human beings were depicted several thousand years ago was the formation of how they went around the concept of DNA and mitochondrial transfer. And these females were called goddesses. Now, all that of the goddesses was important. There was a formation of the transfer of information. In other words, that's why the Egyptians, of course, they thought of the soul as to be the job or the heart, and the heart was simply to form from it, from one drop of blood from a child's mother's heart. That's really the, which, by the way, was taken at conception. Now, the mothers of the Trump clan, and of course, had a whole new revelation in terms of thing, and they were astute enough to understand and gave a whole meaning to life for them, because they had no one had to face them to tell them that. So the thing is that it gave them an understanding. You know, the public will never be able to understand why the mothers want to keep the children in their own school or want to work it through. There was a whole riot yesterday in terms of in Washington, D.C., by people who felt that they were disenfranchised. How do you think they got born? Just a basic question. Now, you see, my education in terms of mentoring was very fortunate. One of my mentors was Joseph Campbell, who analyzed mythology and symbologies, and through the thousands of years, and it, he was at Yale. And he's the one that expressed that the feminine aspects of the self was really a form, a formation of similar to the psychologist Jung on his individuation journeys. And the whole point was that the goddesses, as mythologies, were archetypal types of the feminine divine, and which were always being placed as Mother Earth, and to the process of pointing to the formation of course, they put in a lot of females within warriors and artisans and huntresses and cosmic entities, and they were never taken out of the Trinity. The formation, the reviving of the feminine divine is something which I also explained in terms of the stem cell research. Think about this, I give to you listeners, is that Joseph Campbell had the portrayal of the tree of immortal life as a symbol and of the feminine. Instead, of course, Joseph Campbell was criticized by feminists as saying that he had maleness of his explanation of the thing. Here you're talking to one of the most famous philosophers alive at the time, who had deciphered out the fact that the determination of goddess and feminism was a creation of itself. So in the formation of the, you see how people get distorted. They're thinking that Joseph Campbell had become a part of mailing the female feminists. And the idea of the Sumerian traditions thousands of years ago and all those designs of the seals of the Tree of Immortal Life was there was to dispense its fruit, and the fruit of immortal life was to be eaten, and that's the key point. We'll come back at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and we're going to continue this conversation.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hello, listeners, and so very quickly, before the next commercial break shows up in 4.5 minutes, the point that Joseph Campbell was bringing out, studies of mythologies and the eternal divine of the female, was that each person, this is how I was taught, and of course we went through the mythologies and the symbols that were drawn over thousands of years and studied them extensively at Yale, that you see that each person has the potential, really, to fully develop both the feminine and masculine aspects of the self. And it resides in all of us, and that's quite apparent, where the survival of the human species, for instance, will really depend more on three-parent babies in order to miss out in terms of what the feminine mitochondrial transfer that is occurring in the human species, which I talk about extensively on many of my shows, how the contamination of the water and the food and the air is just not some idle statement made by environmentalists. In fact, that'll be one of my modest functions with three other people, is to set up a legal foundation administration to sue, fight, do anything possible against the multi-billion-dollar environmentalists and the destruction of the human species, dams, food, and water. And that'll come down the road. That's all I'm going to tell you. But the whole point comes down to the masculine aspects of the self that reside in each goddess, in terms of all the culture that's been developed in the metaphysical determinations of life and death. So the masculine and feminine was actually, when we came into a patriarchal society, of course, it was lost. And but it gives rise, you know, once in a while to symbolic and spiritual revival in the archetype of the feminine, divine. So it changed the vetting of those women in terms of really extraordinary women, by the way, in my opinion. And there was someone's course, you know, I think a lot of, who sent me, I recognize the writing, comes from the Wildy days, paragraph. This is done by some, you know, a male from Denmark and as well. In order for human consciousness to enter the spiritual renewal, the divine feminine has to be incorporated in the cosmic trinity. There's no other way. The goddess must be allowed to reclaim her rightful place. Reverence for divine feminine must return because of the cosmic union. But yang must surrender. And here I accept a complete challenge on a life scale. Yang is not going to surrender. From this yang, you can counter it. We'll see you in the next live hour of Parker Pathways. Second of a third live hour program. Call in number is 800-313-9443 and welcome aboard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.